Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A new survey by Marie Claire found that a majority of women now watch porn. 66% of them always watched it alone, so it's not like their boyfriend or husband is making them, or they're doing it as a couple's thing. 31% watch it every week. 90% of them watch internet porn, usually from free sites, and 62% use their phone to watch it.
Anna Maria, you watch porn?
No.
Ever?
No.
Ever?
No, I don't like that stuff.
Chica, no lie.
No lying.
All right, hold on. Carmen, give Anna Maria any ticket she wants except Jason Aldean.
And 76% of them say porn hasn't had any negative influence on their sex life or relationship.
Here's the difference between guys and girls. With guys, the behavior tends to, like, it grows as time goes on. Your desire for porn increases with the more you see, where the ladies just need like a little bit to get it going. I do find, though, ladies, I'm no Marie Claire, but in my survey of ladies that I talk to, ladies who watch porn on the internet, a majority of them like lady-on-lady porn.
Yeah.
And they're not into that in real life, but they like to watch it on the porn.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that
if is I weird. Said I like to watch gay porn, but I'm not gay, you guys would all go,
right.
Well, you're gay.
Right.
But it's okay when girls do it.
What is Caitlin like?
I gotta be honest with you, I have no
idea. Oh, I thought you were just gonna totally screw it up. Just blurt it out. She's like big black dogs.
No, I don't know. We've never really sat, and we've never, as a couple, like watched porn together and had sex.
My wife is not a prude, but she does not like, you know, she doesn't like it. She'd be like, you can put it on every once in a while. And then she started asking like technical questions, like, is this supposed to go like that? Why is it? Ew, my God. Look, I think that guy's gonna have that removed.
You don't
you're ruining it for me.
You don't want to hear it gross. You like that?
Yeah.
No. But I also don't want her to diagnose the people either. It's like, should that be hanging like that? You know, I don't want to.
I think they like girl on girl porn because when guys are in there, it gets too intense. You know, a lot of the porn with guys are just not normal.
But then they make that couples kind of porn.
That's garbage porn.
And even girls think that's garbage. Yeah. You know, that's like sweet lovemaking porn.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody likes that.
See, I'm glad I got Kelly into some bondage porn, so that makes me happy because she never used to like it.
You guys are weird.
Yeah, we are.
I don't even want bondage porn.
Anybody else like Japanese girls licking each other's nostrils? No?
I don't want Japanese girls in my porn because I feel like it's the Big Lots of porn. I feel like anybody can bang Japanese girls. You know what I mean? Like, Japanese girls are subservient in all porn.
I'm also very worried about their age as I'm watching it. I'm going...
You are?
Yeah, because I'm looking at her going, that girl does not look 18.
Like, on purpose you want to see that?
No, I don't want to see that. I'm going, oh, God, no.
I don't want to know the rules when I'm watching porn.
Yeah, I believe the law is if it's on the internet, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I believe there's a man inside the horse costume. It's not just a horse.
No.
Yeah, ladies, I'd love to know what you're watching. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Don't make anything up. I just would like to know if you're watching porn like this says, what porn are you watching? Like, I know I have specific things I like, but I don't. I like to just keep going. Like, for a while, I like this, and for a while, I like that, and I want to keep going. There's nothing normal now. I don't want to watch any just one guy, one girl.
Yeah, that's so mundane.
Right?
Like, I can have that. Yeah. I'd rather watch eight guys with one girl.
Yeah, I was thinking more two girls.
Oh, okay.
Well, but ladies, I'm going to expect your phone calls and your input on this. If you're watching porn, what kind of porn are you watching? Tara, what are you watching?
I like to watch female on female, and me and my husband are both swingers, and it's been great for our relationship the past 2 years.
Did you swing first, or did you do the porn first?
Well, we've kind of always watched it together, and after 6 years, we finally just decided to go and, you know, have fun with other couples and bring single females into the relationship, and it's been great.
Now, where are you finding them, the other couples? Are you going on websites or clubs?
We do websites, and also, actually, there's a whole secret world on Facebook.
Oh, it's no secret. We know all about it. But let me ask you a question. So are, and you you sleep, we actually have full sex with the other couples?
Yeah, and sometimes we do different rooms, and it just depends on how comfortable everybody is.
And then you guys talk about it later?
Yeah, about how much fun we had, and, you know, about, you know.
That's 2025, Galvin. Like. What year is it?
2050.
Everybody's just banging everybody.
Yep.
But see, okay, Tara, thank you for your input, but you're a little, I'm looking for the little less experienced housewife or wife or, well, only because you guys are really living it up. I want to know what the average girl who just likes to look at a little porn every once in a while is checking out. But thank you for your call. It was equally as titillating. Let me go to Liz. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Now, are you a swinger?
No.
Married?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Married or single?
Divorced.
Okay, divorce. So what are you watching when you go to the porn box?
It all depends on what kind of mood I'm in. I like a little bit of everything.
You do when you say that. What do you mean? Because everything in your world is different than mine, I guarantee you.
Well, I don't like any, like, creepy stuff, like, you know, animals or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, I do like the sweet lovemaking videos. I like the... you know, two guys and one girl. I like the girl on girl. I like it all.
Question, Liz, if you were at a bachelorette party and there was a male dancer and one of the girls started going down on him and all the other girls started cheering, what do? Do you go, oh my God, and leave? Or do you be like, yeah, get in there?
It's embarrassed.
I'd act like I was embarrassed, but then eventually I'd probably be like, yeah, get in there.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, I like it. No, it's not mob mentality. It's, you want to be like, oh my God, this is awesome, but you were embarrassed to do that. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, just because I'd be afraid of what everyone else was thinking at first, you know.
What would you say is the go-to? Do you have a go-to every day? Like, like the other girl watched a lot of Girl on Girl. What do you watch?
I just like the hardcore. It's got to be good-looking people. Nobody, like, fat and gross. Just regular, like, kid on.
Yeah.
Downtown.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to sound ultra gay, but it's the absolute truth. If I'm watching a guy and a girl do it, the guy's got to be good looking too. I don't need to watch sloppy sex. I can watch that in the mirror.
No, I don't believe that about you. You're awesome.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your honesty. Stephanie, what do you got? What are you going to on the porn box? Stephanie?
Oh, hi.
How are you? Good.
She was busy watching porn.
Yeah. How old are you, Stephanie?
I am 28.
Okay, perfect. Right in the wheelhouse of your sexuality. Are you married, single, boyfriend?
Married.
Okay. And what would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rank your satisfaction with your sex life?
Well, my husband and I are swingers.
Oh, it's always the swingers. Do you know the other couple?
I'm sorry?
Where do you guys go? Internet or clubs or both?
Well, we started on the internet because it's very taboo to, you know, just go to a club and start hitting on a girl and they're not into it. So yeah. Try to find a couple online and then meet up in person in your area.
It sucks if you're kind of famous, too, because you go and the next thing you know, people are calling you, writing you out on your radio show on Monday. Yeah. Isn't that right, Drew? So, okay. So you and who do you bring in first? A girl?
Bringing the girl, and it was more of a fantasy for my husband and I, and then we're watching TV one day. I'm like, you know what, I think I would do a threesome, and he's like, what? You
know? Yeah, so by the way, that's a phrase we're all waiting for.
Yeah, I can tell, because after I said that, it was like 1 hour searching on the internet for girls that are interested. I was like, can we have dinner, please?
See, now, I don't know about your husband, but it's not necessarily... It's not you. It's not like we're I always tell my wife, if we ever had a threesome, I don't even have to do anything with the other girl. I'm not trying to bang another chick. That's not the point. But if you guys start getting crazy, I'd be good with that.
Rob's girlfriend said, I want to do a threesome. And Rob goes, I have the perfect guy. This is fantastic.
Rob actually brought in two other guys. He was like, oh, you want me in it? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, there's times where it's just my husband's watching, and it's just me and another girl, and that's all he's fine.
Have you been with other guys?
Yes. It's just always been just one other couple, though, and it's always like same room kind of stuff. We don't go nuts or on separate dates and things like that.
But you do bang the other guy?
Right.
And your husband doesn't get jealous of that?
I think there were some issues in the beginning, but it's very much you need open communication and you need just reassurance. You need to reconnect after the incident happened.
If we found another couple that we got along with, they're nice, and I'd be like, all right. And then the next day I'd be like, well, no, I got to kill you.
Yeah. Everyone's got to die.
Now I got to break your face, buddy. Sorry. All right, well, what is your go-to on the porn?
I like the guy.
Hey. Out of all the dirty things she said, there was the one thing she said was the S word. I can't. That's all right. Yeah, you like a Galvin Calls Pound Town. Get right down to the action.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, girl on girl is fine, but it doesn't, you know, like, get me hot, even though I maybe consider myself bisexual. But, you know, it's just not my thing.
I get you, because I like it. It gets me hot, but I need to have some sort of ending. I need to have, I need to know it's over. Hey, thank you for your call, Punkin. I appreciate
it.
Thank you. That was kind of hot, I'll be honest with you. Crystal, go ahead. What are you into, Crystal?
Hi, I like the hidden camera type of porn.
Yeah, like an audition room?
Not really, just like people like not really knowing what's going on. And I don't know, maybe I've gotten creepier. I'm 8.5 months pregnant, so I like the sneaky stuff.
That is, I gotta be honest with you. That's hot. Well, at what month in your pregnancy did you start getting super horny?
4, because the first 3 was horrible. It was all the time.
Yeah, see, as I was saying earlier about my wife, didn't touch her because everything made her want to vomit. Okay, so now you're taking, have you watched pregnant girl porn?
No, that would creep me out.
Why? That's you.
I know, but I don't know.
What about your man? Does he like doing it while you're pregnant?
Yes, but the thing is that he just has to catch me at the right time because I'm just so
moody
and I'm just like, ugh.
You're vulnerable and moody and bitchy about, I like the way I look. And
I'm not.
Yeah.
No, he got some last night, so he can't even complain.
Really? Pregnant baby sex. That's pretty good. Not pregnant baby. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Pregnant with a baby.
Yeah. That was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I took care of him. I didn't get pleased.
See, and that doesn't make you sick?
No, I mean, it's hard to explain. I don't want to sound like gross on the radio.
No, you're not. You're actually sounding the opposite of gross, and it's working very well for everybody. Okay, so when you go and watch the porn, you like to find hidden camera stuff, like the couples don't know that they're being taped.
Yes, like the guy usually knows or something, or the girl's probably cheating on her boyfriend and he's just catching her on video. I love that stuff.
You are a freaky pregnant hot chick. Yeah. I love that. Thank you for your call. Thank you. Good luck with the baby. My favorite now, it's not for sexual reasons, is the couples that are doing it on the webcam and somebody comes in and they go, it's not even that they get caught, but the fumbling that goes along so they can run out of the room is my favorite. Guys falling on their face, trying to gather their clothes. I love that the chicks are not afraid to talk about it. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
And married, single?
I'm married.
And what are you going to for the porn?
I usually go straight to hardcore gangbang.
Whoa! You're not a swinger, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, but you want like how many guys?
Usually there's at least like 4 or 5 going on around the girl.
And are you projecting? Is that something you're like, I would totally do this?
I definitely have always fantasized about DP, but I am not allowed to do it with my husband. So,
Well, your husband's being a stick in the mud, huh?
No, he's not.
So, if you fantasize about it, what do you tell him? I would like to bring another guy in there, and he says no?
Yeah. I've told him before, and he's always like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, so think about that. Is anybody in the room doing that? You know what I mean? You'd be like, no.
What if it's a guy that you know? Like Larry. What if you're like, let me bring Larry over?
Even worse.
That would be a big hell no.
What about him? What about a trade-off? Are you like, all right, what if we bring another girl in, and we'll do it that way? You get to go be with another girl.
Yeah, he just wants to be with me, but I don't want
I want to have another guy with him.
So you got your fantasy. You know what you like. So when you're watching your porn, you're watching something that you'd really like to try.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Good luck with the rest of your life.
Honestly, you think once you do the two, then you're like, let's try three, let's try four.
I don't know, because some of those are kind of scary, and I'm like, man, that's kind of too intense. But
if this does work out, make sure you video it and don't let your husband know, and then email it to Crystal.
What if we should set this up? Let's send Hoppy over there.
Oh,
oh God.
Oh, no. Please don't. I can't stand his retard voice.
There you go. Right to the point.
Do it. All right, Punkin. Thank you very much. Good luck with your gangbang. Thank you. Kim, go ahead.
Good morning. I am totally turned on by girl on girl, and I have never, you know, been with a woman, but that's what gets me going.
Do you think that's like the other lady? You're projecting, you're watching it because you'd like to try it?
I had a situation years ago with a woman that I thought was very pretty, and she definitely was bisexual, and, you know, we had a quick encounter, a soft, tender kiss, but it really didn't get my juices flowing as I thought. But there's something about the sensuality. I don't know if it's, I don't know. It's just something about two women.
It's because chicks are hot. It's because chicks are hot, and they know how to take care of each other, and it's like watching two hot snakes intertwine with each other, and they know what's going on.
But I don't like when they bring in, like, things that you put on.
Yeah. Why bother? At that point, you should just bring a guy in.
Yeah, that's what I say. But,
So your go-to is girl on girl.
Yeah, but if I'm at home in my bed just wanting to rub one out, I go in my memory spanking.
Of?
It's never a girl.
And what do you think? Oh, it's always a guy?
Kissing Hoppy?
Always a guy.
Yeah.
No. Usually it's like I've got friends, I'll fantasize them maybe like in a radio room like you guys, you know, are at right now in the studio. And maybe I'll picture myself on commercial break with someone trying to bang one out real quick.
Yeah. With who?
That's what I think of.
With who?
Certain people. I don't want to say their names.
Nick Van Cleef.
Why not?
Oh, no.
And mm-hmm. Kelly. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're thinking of radio people or just in the studio?
No, just in the studio.
Right.
Cat Nemo. Oh, wait, we're not playing anymore.
Come on, Orlando. No, get me, Orlando.
He's not on radio.
I gotcha. Just in the studio. All right, Punkin.
Just
thank
in
you.
The studio.
All right.
Okay.
It's Hoppy, I'm telling you. Another Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
And what is your go-to porn?
I really like point of view porn, where it's like the guy is wearing a camera on his head and you can only see the girl. So you only see like what she is giving out of it, like what she's enjoying.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I kind of like it the other way around, I think, when it's a guy. Look at, what? What
do you mean? You see the guy? No, she's saying the way you like it, I hope.
Oh, she's seeing what the guy sees.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That how we said?
You like to see the guy's face?
No.
You just like to see that.
No, I'm sorry. I got confused. So you want to see what the guy sees.
I want to see what he's doing to her and how she is reacting to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I got you. That's hot. Are you married?
Yes.
What's the craziest thing the two of you have done sexually?
I don't think I can say it on the radio.
Oh, you can choose your words wisely. You did it with... Is it with other people?
No. We just, you know, we... like to act out different things together and
like scenes,
kind of like play roles, like little characters here and there, like nothing ridiculously crazy, but crazy for us, I guess.
Oh, no, that's good. Like what? Like I had an ex-girlfriend that wanted me to play doctor every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
I just don't have the patience for it. I was like,
I don't have the patience to be done.
Oh, I didn't even mean that. Hey, thank you for your call. And then she'd come in and she'd be like, oh, doctor, I don't think I'm feeling good. And I go, oh, we're doing this again? And I go, I don't know. I'm just, you're fine. Your insurance isn't going to cover this. I don't want to apply.
Office hours
apply
are after four.
Yeah.
Beat it.
It didn't do it for me.
The makers of Beck's beer just settled a class action lawsuit, which claimed that the line German quality made people think that it was brewed in Germany, when in actuality it's made in St. Louis. So if you bought at least one bottle of Beck's in the last 4 years, you can fill out a form online and get $12 in the mail. If for somehow you have a receipt from buying Beck's beer, you can get $50.
Oh. I do not agree with that. That simply says, what did German want?
German quality.
German quality. That doesn't... So if I make a car and I make it like a Volvo and I say German quality or Volvo Mercedes, whatever. Yeah. What is Swedish?
Yeah.
So if I say Swiss quality... It doesn't mean it's made in Switzerland. It means it's the same quality as what they're turning out. I disagree with that. You should not get your $12.
Oh, they don't even pay you. Because remember we did the tuna fish story like right. 3 or 4 months ago. I went online and filled it out. No $25.
Well, it's going to take some time. I think it's going to take some time.
It's going to take quite some time.
It's my money and I want it now.
So listen to this.
You should call that company and be like, I got a settlement coming. Between this and the beer, it's like $38.
I want my money now.
We were just talking about them yesterday. This week, a flight from L.A. to San Francisco had to return to L.A. because some guy flipped out on a woman sitting in front of him. He got upset when she abruptly reclined her seat and started. So he started attacking her and choking her. Fortunately, there was a hero on the plane. That hero's name? Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry.
Shut up.
Yeah, here's some audio.
Maybe about 15 minutes into the
phone. Hold on, you gotta make it louder. It's way low. Mark Curry, who is in this studio, what if he says, where did you learn your skills? And like, I watched two old men fight with fake guitars.
There you go.
Maybe about 15 minutes into the flight. I fell asleep. I woke up to a commotion. Major commotion. I remember looking behind me, and I don't know if somebody was on the floor. I couldn't see it. I was like, what, you know, and people were talking and screaming. She put the seat back, and you know, these airlines are so small, he put the seat back, and I think he choked her. She explained what went down. He hit me in my head, he choked me, and she was really emotional. They asked me to give up my seat. I said, hell no. Well, they asked me to help. They asked me, you know, they was going to go restrain him. They was going to, you know, take the plastic and restrain this guy and ask me, did I want to help? And I was like, yeah, I'll go restrain anybody at 30,000 feet. It's on. If you're going to try to do something to this plane, then, you know, we're going to come at you Oakland style. You understand? When we came back, he was very calm.
That's
he knew he was
going
to get arrested, I'm sure. You can kind of see it on his face. And that's when I was like, I think this guy's going to relax.
So they, of course, said, hey, get the big black guy. See if he can help us.
That is awesome. Lori, you watching the porn, too?
Oh, I watch plenty of porn.
How old of a woman are you?
30.
Between 28 and 30 seems to be 28 and 32 seems to be the horned up years. What do you like to watch?
Hentai.
Hentai? What is that? That's the crazy Japanese
with
stuff?
The tentacles and stuff?
That is. I like the tentacles, yeah.
What? That's cartoons?
It's not really
crazy.
There's a difference in the quality.
First of all, there's a difference in the quality of your phone. Talk right into it so I can hear you.
Animated.
I'm so sorry. I have Republic Wireless. It's what you pay for.
It's animated porn.
Yes.
Why don't you like the real stuff?
I don't know. There's just something about that fantasy that normally doesn't happen in real life.
Can I guess something that I don't want you to be insulted by, but I want to guess that I know I'm right?
Okay.
You are a big girl.
I'm not.
Really?
No.
That doesn't make me mad. I'm not saying that you that it's a bad thing. I have a feeling that you are that you have tattoos, rolls, and daddy issues.
No, none of those.
Really?
I have one tattoo on my hand that I got when I was like 18 and.
What do you what do you look like?
I'm half Filipino and half Caucasian and
full
long
hot.
Brunette hair.
You're full Asian. And what color is your hair? Multiple colors?
No, just brunette.
Uh-huh. And when do you first find out about animated porn? You're searching for Yu-Gi-Oh! And you're like, what is this?
I watch anime, but I don't like to watch hentai that is the anime that I watch. I like to watch something different. It ruins the anime.
I don't understand the difference. What's the difference between hentai and anime? They're the same thing.
Anime isn't porn.
Right.
Anime is just
cartoons. Like, yeah.
Hentai is anime with wings.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to watch that. I want to watch you watch that.
So does my fiance. He likes watching
it. Yeah, no, I don't even mean sexually. I just want to see. Want to see your face. I want to see you go. All right. Good, thank you, Alexa. What are you watching, Alexa?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Were you watching porn right now?
No. What? I thought you said somebody else's name.
What do you like to watch?
I like when it's like a guy that's got a powerful position, like a teacher or professor or
radio host.
Yes, like I need to see you after school. You need to earn some extra credit, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when you make sweet love to a guy in real life, you like him to toss you around a little bit.
And
are you married?
Rough, but
No. I know, but you like the man to be in control. You don't like to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to let him guide things through.
Yes.
So are you married?
No.
Yeah. Were you ever? Or how old are you?
Oh yeah, I'm divorced. I'm 42, I was with my ex-husband since high school, so it was a long relationship, and so now it's like, woo.
Can you just tell people once and for all that that's not a good idea to marry your high school sweetheart?
Yeah, it's not. I tell girls all the time, what's cool in high school is not later on.
No, and there's one couple in my entire life that I've ever met that were high school sweethearts that still love each other and that are still together, and that's my cousin Sal and his wife Karen, and they were each other's first loves when they were kids, and they've never been apart ever since, as far as I know, and they are still happily together. It'd be That's crazy rare. To find out they're both cheating on each other. So when you go to the porn, you're going really to watch something that you particularly enjoy and definitely weren't getting from your last husband.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's a frequency?
I like to flip it around. Sometimes there's some that just don't do it for me, so I flip to another one real quick.
I like. And what's the frequency in which you watch the porn? Be honest.
Well, if I'm not too tired, it's two times a week.
Two? That's it?
Two or three times a week.
You have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ruins it a little. Because if I didn't have the danger of being invaded by the children army every once in a while, I'd probably do it more often.
I lock my door so they don't actually walk in.
Yeah, but it's almost like I don't need them breaking my my stride either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my daughter sneaks up like she's a samurai. She just drops from the ceiling. And it's crazy. All right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I like all these girls willing to talk about the porn.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.